Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and happy Saturday. How is everybody doing today? Gosh, you know what? It's been a little chilly, but we're getting some nice weather now, and I am so excited to be here. Again, I was actually out at Levity Live this last week and had some really fun out there, and, of course, laughter. Dr. A was great, and Phil and all of the comics were great out there. So, again, get out and laugh and live. That's what this life's all about. Anyways, I'm so glad that you've tuned in to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And I do want to give out our phone number here, and that's 805-419-0008. We love to hear from you, and we love to give back to our community. And I'd love to get a gift certificate out there to Lures Fish House. And all you have to do is call in, leave us your name, your number, and your email, and one of our team members will get back with you. Also, we've got some authors coming up that we have some books that we would love to give away. So, again, call us. We want to hear from you. I love hearing from you. And if you have a business that you would like to share on my show, please call me. I'd love to talk to you and find out more about you. Again, you can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, all those places to get your brighter side of life every single day. So again, always want to start our show with something uplifting. Do good and good will come to you. That's really what today is all about, is really feeling good, kind of shining out to the world, and you'll get that shine right back with you. Again, if you're just waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way, I'm Kim. I'm your host. And again, we're talking about the brighter side of life. My first guest is returning after a couple years. We actually just mentioned that life has really changed in the last couple of years. But Peter J. Burns III is a serial entrepreneur who has started or helped start more than 150 businesses over the last four decades. And besides being a prolific networker, he is also a regular columnist for Entrepreneur. And we're going to find out a little bit about all the businesses that he has and, of course, get some tips from him. Next is Doug Ridley. And he is a former prosecutor for the district attorney office and one of the top legal talents practicing in Southern California. So we are going to be talking with him a little bit. And I love when he always brings different topics. And today we're going to be talking about mental health. It's such a huge problem in our country right now. And he's going to tell us kind of some of the things that we can do to handle that. And lastly, we're going to talk with Michael Matthews, and he is a fitness, nutrition, and expert and the author of Muscle for Life, Get Lean, Strong, and Healthy at Any Age. So that is our show today. I hope that you stay with us all the way through our show, and let's bring Peter on. Peter, are you there?
I am here.
How are you?
I am great. Finally, the sun's out. It's not freezing. I'm in Laguna Beach today, which is not far from where I live.
Okay.
Del Mar.
There you go. I love it. I've already taken my walk. I'm like ready. I'm rejuvenated. I try to like get up, have my coffee in the morning, and then go. Just put my clothes on and go, so my body starts to feel good, you know. So talk to us. Laguna Beach is like one of my favorite places to be. So good for you. You sitting there looking at the ocean?
I'm actually just a block or two up. After this podcast, I have a lunch meeting with someone actually that I had done a podcast with about a year ago, and we decided to continue the conversation in person.
There you go. And as you're saying podcast, I do want to remind everybody that after you hear us on the radio here, that download our podcast, and that is The Kim Pagano Show, so that you can take us everywhere with you. And definitely leave us a little note about what you think, and you know, share us with everyone. Peter, talk to us right now. Clients are existing and would-be entrepreneurs. Talk to us. Here are some of the potential things that people are really wondering. What's the biggest thing that's driving clients to people? I mean, that's a big thing right there. Don't you agree?
Oh, yes. And right now, it's like we talked about briefly before we got on here. It's a whole new world, but it's not. People are kind of awakening to the fact that to be self-reliant financially is extremely important. The only way to really do that, especially in light of the Great Resignation, is to have a business of your own. And most people don't know where to start. And I've been at this since I was a teenager. So I'm really good at starting businesses and really good at funding them. And that's kind of what this chapter of my life is focused more on than anything. And you just kind of change gears a little bit, right? So I was in, when we talked 2 years ago, I was in an entirely different business. Very excited for all of that. And then after spending millions of dollars, COVID hit, which completely eradicated my luxury group home business, because my demographic were the ones that actually had the highest fatality rate of any of the COVID deaths. So we're not in that business anymore. But hey, you've got to be anything. You've got to be flexible if you're an entrepreneur. That's for sure.
Well, you know what? I mean, really, that's the key to business, is to be able to pivot. I keep hearing that word pivot, but really to just kind of look at it. Hey, is it working? Is it not working? Okay. What is working? Take your golden nuggets, right? And move on. I mean, you know, how many times do you want to get run over, right?
Yeah, it gets a little old after a while.
Yeah.
But you know what? Hey, you know, every day above ground is a good day. If you can breathe and you've got some semblance of intelligence and you have drive, you can make it on anything. My gosh, I've been beaten to a pulp a number of times over the years. If you get up one more time than you lose, guess what? You win. So I'm all about being optimistic in business and stuff. I love to help people. I'm in a great position to do so. And it didn't take me long to rebound. I have a very successful business that's emerged out of the ashes of the things that COVID took away. And I'm rocking and rolling.
Okay, so let me, you know, and it's funny, I grew up with my dad saying, pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and keep going on. And that has literally been my motto in life. And, you know, so to me, so you talk about online stores, okay, are one of the businesses that you noticed they are so profitable. Talk to us about that.
Sure. So I really had noticed from afar the Amazon phenomenon and Shopify and Walmart, and I didn't know anything about them until I was approached on LinkedIn. By the way, I have huge, huge success. I've got 20,000 or more first connections. I started 4 companies over the years. It's been a really great platform for me. I get approached about 50 times a day. And someone who approached me was in the online store space. And I had recently launched about 6 months ago the Millennial Queen Maker program, where I help millennial women get into business often for the first time through funding and mentorship and things like that. It's been just a kind of a passion for me. I have 2 daughters who give me 9 grandchildren, 4 of whom are granddaughters. I'm very big on women empowerment. And you don't need the guys. You can do it on your own. You just need some help. So that's kind of what I focused on. So while I'm approached on LinkedIn, I see what fits into the Millennial Queen Maker program. And what fits in is businesses that create passive income, which I was intrigued about, because my lending, I have a $1.5 billion line of credit that I have my own banker deploy, and they have to qualify the individuals who have access to my credit line. So in order to help the people get qualified, we enhance their credit, we fix their credit if it has some things. We even can enhance their income, what's known as deferred 1099 compensation through my 30 or 40 different companies. So we can get people qualified for 5 or 10 times more than they could on their own. And we've had real success here. But now I need to get paid back because I'm on the hook for this money that I'm lending to people. So the online stores represent a really interesting component to my entire program. They create passive income. The passive income then can be used to liquidate the debt that bought them in the first place and allowed me to go into business with these millennial queens. So online stores are extremely profitable, and you have a number of individuals like the ones that I met that have been in the business for a number of years, but now consult to others and put others into passive income streams by actually starting the stores that are licensed by Amazon, Walmart, and Shopify. They put everything together. They tag all the algorithms that what's selling, so they basically just copy success, what's selling. You get a certain percentage of that. And the darn stores have about a 30% net profit. These are third-party operators that we team up with, so they get half the action. But 15% of the profit can be something like $100,000 a year in passive income, which
wow.
needs to ramp up. And it mm-hmm. can be even more than that. Some stores are doing multiples of that. But the interesting part of the online stores, too, a seasoned store that's shown profitability for a couple of years can sell at 3 to 5X. So if you're making $150,000 a year, you can walk away with $450,000 to $600,000 or more 2 years selling it as an asset. So it's a cash flowing passive income generator while you have it that turns into an asset that you can turn around and sell for a multiple. And you don't do anything. Literally, it's 100% hands off. So that was very intriguing to me.
Yeah,
that would be intriguing.
So is this like what they say, Peter, like you make money while you're sleeping?
Oh, you do. And then there's another addition to this, which I'm sure you're going to ask me, but I'll just interject. The stores take a couple, 3, 4 months to reach a good cash flow because, you know, you're building the reputation of the store and all this good stuff. So I found also from some third-party operators that I trust very much, a very interesting program called CryptoBot. Now, mm-hmm. I've always been on the sidelines for crypto, too, just like I've been on the sidelines for online stores. But it doesn't really matter, Kim. I love business in all of its forms. So I study a lot. I learn a lot. And like I said, I've been involved in at least 150, maybe 200 businesses over the years. So I've had a taste of a lot of things. I recognize opportunity immediately. And, you know, my model, like you were saying, what your model was, mine is ready, fire, aim. And that's
kind of like
the story of my life. It's, you know, I don't think about it too much. If my gut instinct tells me that I'm onto something, I'm all over it. And so
right. These
crypto bots were fascinating to me because it didn't really matter if crypto went up or down. They make money on pairs of crypto that trade between each other with artificial intelligent robotic trading 100 times a day. They make an infinitesimal amount of money every trade. And that adds up. And it adds up to 1% net profit a day, which, of course, is 30% a month, which is 360% a year. But it's immediate. The moment my bots are operational, they make money that day.
Okay, Peter. Okay, mm-hmm. So this sounds so exciting. First of all, I do want to remind anybody that's just waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way. Here on the Kim Pagano Show, we're talking with Peter J. Burns. He's been on my show before. I'm so excited to have him back. And, of course, he is a serial entrepreneur. I love that name. Okay, can I be a serial radio host? No. Okay, but anyways, CryptoBots, talk to us a little bit more. What exactly does that mean?
Sure. So there are 500, 1,000 different types of crypto. And you have people that are experts in the cryptocurrency field as best as you can, who have different types of interest in crypto besides the traditional Ethereum and Bitcoin and whatnot. And what they do is they take two different cryptocurrencies and they create a trading bot between them. and they go back and forth 100 times a day, and they make a small little bit of profit. So depending on how much you have invested in the crypto is what your returns are going to be. And it's pretty consistent. Even in down times of the crypto, which we've had in the last month or so, they're still making money on the bot, just not as much. And you don't lose money in crypto unless you have to sell it at a loss. So your assets still in place. You're just making money on the trading back and forth between the pairs of crypto. It's really brilliant. And it solved the issue for me to be able to wait out the stores becoming profitable, like 3-4 months, because the bots pay all the bills while you're waiting for the store to kick in. Then you have a combination to die for of two absolutely passive sources of income managed by third parties for a percentage of the profits are highly incentivized to make a profit. And this becomes the foundation for me to get paid back for all the money I lend to get into business in the first place. So you have this like really interesting circle. And I've been talking to people in the financial markets who are far brighter than I am in these things. And they've never heard of anything like this before. It's unique in the annals of fintech, of financial funding.
Right. So let me ask you a question. Can you give us I know you talked about a couple different businesses and mostly women's businesses. So, you know, like I sell makeup, okay, lip scents and that kind of thing. Is that something that you're saying, or is it, you know, I know you talked about Walmart and those kind of things. Kind of give us a little bit more information on that, because I think you've got all these wandering minds out that are very interesting.
Sure. Well, the online stores are selling everything. Let's face it, Bezos didn't become the richest or second richest, depending on the stock market that day, man in the world, by not being very bright. Amazon is, of course, a mega corporation.
They are cleaning up, I have to say. And you know what's scary about this?
Amazon stores.
Oh my God! Yeah, but not only that, you almost think about it, and it's on your doorstep.
Yes. How is that possible? Incredible service.
Yeah.
So you let them do all the work. They know what's selling, the algorithms and stuff. You want to talk about a business per se that you want to get into for yourself. Well, you can pretty much sky's the limit, and you can pay for everything with the passive income generators that I have put together with my program. And by the way, just not to be sexist, I've had so many men try to sneak in the back door from the Millennial Queen Maker that I started Startup King just to have something for the guys.
Well, Peter, we're going to have you back, because I know we barely touched the surface, but how do my listeners get in touch with you, and how do they get their businesses started?
Sure. If I have a website, peterjburns3.com, there's contact information. There is explanations of everything that I'm talking about here, Millennial Queen Maker, Startup Kings. It's all on there. It's an easy way to get hold of me. I'm open for questions, and I love to help as many people as I can.
I love what you're doing. Really, this is the way of the future, and I just think that there's so much more that we can talk about. Again, you actually kind of have that whole package. So give out your website one more time, please.
Yes, it's just peterjburns3@.com.
Good stuff, Peter. Thank you again for bringing it to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And for our listeners, this will all be in our newsletter, and you can download it there and find out more. And also definitely download our podcast. Thank you, Peter. Share our show with everyone.
Take care. I will.
Take care. All right. We are going to take a really quick break. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't.
Did you know anger management is available to you? Do you live with stress every day? Are you driving, feeling stressed, possibly speeding? There are stress management techniques available to you to help you reduce stress and the risk of a court-ordered anger management class. TNT Anger Management Services can help you. The consultation is free. Call TNT today, not tomorrow. at 818-264-6255. That's 818-264-6255. Or go to their website at tntams.com. That's tntams.com.
Are you ready to empower your child with the skills they need to safely enjoy the water? Kim O'Brien with Survival Swim with Kim, Infant Aquatics, teaches self-rescue swim skills to children of all ages. Self-rescue skills can save a child's life if they accidentally fall into the water. After losing her daughter to drowning, Kim became a certified survival swim instructor to help families in Ventura County protect their children. Survival Swim with Kim teaches kids 6 months and up how to roll and float independently. Don't wait. Check out survivalswimwithkim.com. That's survivalswimwithkim.com or call Kim at 805-620-7177. That's 805-620-7177.
Even good people can end up under investigation or facing a criminal charge. Ridley Defense can help start getting your life back on track. Bringing on a premier criminal defense team like Ridley Defense as early as possible gives you the greatest potential for a favorable outcome. Learn how Ridley Defense can help. Call 805-208-1866 for a complimentary consultation about your case. Ridley Defense provides the very best criminal defense representation you'll find in Ventura, Santa Barbara, and Los Angeles. They are dedicated to devoting their entire resources to defending you. For more information, visit RidleyDefense.com. That's RidleyDefense.com. Ridley Defense can help heal you and your family during the criminal justice process. Ridley Defense handles everything from DUI to the most serious crimes, including major felonies and appeals. Get a premier criminal defense team on your side. Visit RidleyDefense.com. That's RidleyDefense.com. Or call 805-208-1866 today.
Are you worried your perfect customers are finding you online, then clicking away because your website makes your business look outdated? Imagine this, having a website that reflects your expertise and professionalism. Peace of mind knowing your website is kept up to date and secure. A managed hosting plan, especially for your website. If you're ready to have all that you imagined, visit webweaversconsulting.com for WordPress website packages, maintenance plans, and hosting plans. Webweavers Consulting will make your website work for you so you can focus on making a difference in your own unique way. That's webweaversconsulting.com.
Main Street Mortgage guides and educates clients based on three fundamental principles coined by America's homeownership coach, John W. Mallett, which form the basis of their unique approach to building wealth and well-being through homeownership. When followed, these principles result in their clients' successful purchase of their home and lay a strong foundation for sustained homeownership. Main Street Mortgage's mission, purpose, and goals are to provide you with the tools to finance and purchase your dream home. Come one step closer to homeownership by contacting Gina at 818-874-9900. That's 818-874-9900. Don't put your dreams on hold any longer. Call today.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. And we just want to say thanks for choosing us in this hour. And we know how valuable time is. Our next guest is Doug Ridley, and of course, RidleyDefense.com. You can find them there. And of course, their phone number is 805-208-1866. Doug, are you there?
I am, Kim. It's good to hear your voice. How are you doing this morning?
Very good. Thank you. And glad that you are here. And tell everybody a little bit about your experience and who you are and your team and all that good stuff.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for asking. Yeah, I run a criminal defense law firm, Ridley Defense. We've got three full-time attorneys in addition to me. So we've got a good team put together where we can, really take care of clients and give them a personal touch. One thing I really like about our team is that, with multiple attorneys and, you know, with enough staff around, people can get phone calls back quickly. People can respond to us via text message and our clients get answers. And then also, we're always pushing to make sure that we get the best results that we can for them on their criminal case. So it's really great to be able to work with people who are in a bad spot and lift them out of some tough circumstances and put them back on the right track.
And I love the biggest thing that you say is, you know, sometimes bad things happen to good people, correct?
Yeah, no question. I mean, you know, the thing of it is that what we think of as bad guys, you know, out in the community, and what we think of as
could happen to any of us, right?
well, it could, but, you know, and there are definitely bad guys out
right.
there. There's no question about that. But I'm pretty blessed to be able to work with some good people who, you know, they may have made a bad judgment call. They may have had a bad day and made a bad decision. But generally speaking, you know, some pretty good people who just need some help untangling themselves out of some trouble that they've got into in criminal justice.
Mm, I love how you put that. I love that. And I just want also to let everybody know that you're not only Ventura and Santa Barbara. You actually go to L.A. too, correct?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've had two cases in Los Angeles this morning with two of our attorneys. I've been to juvenile court in Ventura today. We've got a Santa Barbara case on, and actually even in northern Santa Barbara. So, you know, we are definitely covering those areas where we do our best work in Ventura, Santa Barbara, and L.A. Valley, but we have mm-hmm. clients that hire us to go beyond that radius as well. So,
oh, there you go.
Most,
okay, good to know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, thanks, Kim.
So I know that we were going to talk about this, and you know, this is kind of something near and dear because, you know, if you've ever been to like a grocery store and you see, you know, maybe a child or maybe an adult yelling, and you just feel so bad for their caretaker. And it's like, you know, you just know that they've got some mental health problems. And so let's talk about that. And what happens when someone with mental health issues commit a crime?
Yeah, it's really tough. And there's been a long time where that has not been addressed. The root cause of the problem has not been addressed. And too often our law enforcement and our courts and everyone just looks at it as this is just someone who is being stubborn or being obstinate or being difficult mm-hmm. or they're being a jerk, you know,
right.
rather than addressing the fact that this is a person that doesn't process things the same way as some
right.
of us do. And so, thankfully, you know, we're in a place now where there's a lot more acknowledgement about that and a lot more resources at our fingertips. And I'm really glad to see this shift.
Me too, I have to tell you, because my heart goes out. You know, I mean, there's, you know, people that have bipolar and Down syndrome. Mm-hmm. And you just, I mean, you hear about it all the time. And so are the police trained to handle this? I know that I had worked with a couple people that had come on the show that we're actually in this special force working with that. And what's your thought on that?
Yeah, well, the Sheriff's Department in Ventura County has done a good job of putting together what they call the Crisis Intervention
yeah.
Team, CIT. And I had a chance to have I teach an adjunct class at Pepperdine Law School. So I actually had Mark Stadler, who runs the CIT program for Ventura County, out to speak to the students. And mm-hmm. he was captivating. I mean, talking about his own story, working in law enforcement, and then shifting to where now he is in this position where he's training first responders on what to look for. And not only what to look for, but then how to respond appropriately. What are de-escalation tactics that they can use? And by that, we mean, you know, what's going to lower the temperature of everyone that's out in the field mm-hmm. rather than just bumping it up? You know, I worked with a client a while back who just sat down in the middle of the road and refused to move
mm-hmm.
and just sat down. And unfortunately, this is before, you know, they did not send a crisis intervention team out to meet with this client. But, you know, when law enforcement tells you, get up, move, you're blocking traffic or you're in a danger or anything along those lines and people don't comply. Typically, you know, that can frustrate a law enforcement officer. That can
mm-hmm.
also create a sense of panic and urgency. And so
right.
the fact, and you know, what was happening with this kid was that he was having an absolute crisis.
Yeah.
A complete mental health break. And so,
right.
You know, thankfully, eventually we got him some help and got him on the right track. But I really like hearing about what we're doing to de-escalate the conflict. Because that means that rather than treating it as, okay, I'm dealing with somebody stubborn or obstinate or somebody who doesn't want to follow the rules, they're being trained to pull that back a little bit. How can we actually de-escalate the conflict? How can we ask the question? How can we treat this more like a mental health professional rather than a law enforcement officer? Now, I know that there's going to be some people that are listening to your show, Kim, that will say, well, that didn't happen to my son, or that didn't happen to me. And look, it's not perfect. You know, we're dealing with humans that are law enforcement officers, and it's not perfect. And unfortunately, you know, there I have some stories about how maybe it wasn't perfect. But I love that there is a renewed focus and a renewed interest in this. And then even past the initial contact, some other options that we can use in court as well.
Right. Oh, my gosh. So let me ask you, how are they prosecuted?
They are dealt with a little differently than they used to be. And a couple years ago, we had a wonderful new law that provided an option for our court. If someone is experiencing a diagnosable mental health problem, mental health condition, and we can get a licensed professional to say what they did that day, that kid sat down in the middle of a road because that was a direct result of the extreme psychosis that he was under at that moment. And then we can come up with a plan for treating him. If we can make that motion in court for the first time, we can remove them from the criminal punitive punishment aspect of our criminal justice system and employ a treatment program for this person. And you can tell by my voice, I just love working with people that are in this position. And I love that we have this as a solution now.
Well, I think, you know, and I'm really passionate about this too. And I have to just say, because one, the parents, their hands are tied. They don't know where to go for help. I know that there's some organizations that help with this, mental health. But, you know, they need somebody on their side in, you know, in the criminal area that can, you know, help them. So they're just not stuck. So how does the court approach this?
Well, what we do is that, you know, we work really closely with our with the mental health provider. And sometimes with some families, we need to actually connect them with somebody who can help them with this process. Sometimes that's through private insurance. Sometimes that's through Ventura County Behavioral Health. It just really depends on the individual circumstance. And then we get to be in the position of not just putting out the fire, which is, you know, a lot of times what our role is, but we work with those mental health providers to come up with a treatment plan. What do we need to do to get this kid back on the right track so that they are healthy and making good decisions? The legal standard is, what can we do to mitigate or minimize the behavior in some way, right? How can we put together a plan to do that? So after we do that, we can actually present that plan to the court. The court needs to be satisfied that our plan is going to, what they call, abate the symptoms, basically just meaning this treatment plan has a success of making things better, or has a chance of making things better, a chance of success.
Wow.
And so, if we can –
go ahead.
Yeah.
No, go. Finish.
Well,
I'm intrigued, yes.
If we can, you know, put that plan together and submit that to the judge, then the next phase ends up being reporting back on a monthly basis to make sure that they're in compliance, make sure that they're doing what they said they were going to do with the program. And so the court watches them. Me as their attorney, I'm watching them. Probation department is getting them resources. Their mental health provider is watching over them. And I have to say, even though oftentimes I'm on the other side of the courtroom and opposite the district attorney's office, I also like that the prosecutors have been a part of this larger team of trying to get people back on the right track as well. So it's this much more collaborative, friendly process than, he was being obstinate. He needs to go to jail.
Wow, that's incredible. So the final result, like, where do we take this? And, you know, I mean, one, Doug, I want you to give out your website and your phone number and, you know, just so our listeners can get in touch with you.
Sure. It's RidleyDefense.com, R-I-D-L-E-Y, RidleyDefense.com. Our number is 805-208-1866, 208-1866. And you know, Kim, what we were just talking about as far as what the final results are in these cases is that if they get through this treatment plan, they get, and sometimes it's a year, sometimes it's 2 years, it just kind of depends on the case, but they get through to the other side of it, the court wipes this off their record. It's as if it never even happened.
Wow, so, that's huge.
There's a lot of bumps in the road, often to get there. You know, I've worked with clients who have relapsed. I've worked with clients who have fallen off their treatment. I've worked with clients who got on new medication that failed, just tremendously failed. But if we can get them through, we can see that end goal with them. I've also worked with clients that have had their records wiped clean at the end of that. And that's just such a blessing for them. It can actually, you know, make it so much easier for them to continue their real world recovery, having their criminal case resolved like that.
Right. Doug, let me ask you a question. We have a couple minutes that we can share this, but, you know, criminal, what does that all entail? I know we just talked about mental health, okay, mm-hmm. and we talked about getting a ticket last time and a DUI. What else do you do? Like, what are some of the things that our listeners, you know, can know that you do so that they can keep you in their pocket?
Sure, I appreciate that, Kim. You know, we work with people who have had interactions with law enforcement. You know, we got a call today with someone who's being investigated, and they need some advice just going through the investigation process. We're working with people, like you said, on the lower end with DUI cases, which we do a lot of those, and we work with people on trying to get their licenses back and navigating through our court system. And we work with people that have unfortunately gotten to arguments and fights with their spouses. You know, as it turns out, if you call the sheriff's department for marital counseling after a big, loud, nasty fight, sometimes somebody ends up staying at the Ventura County Jail's bed and breakfast overnight, which is super great. You know, what we've got is, you know, we do a lot of cases where we defend people who are charged with domestic violence. We're working with people that are charged with violent felonies. You know, we do that. You know, folks who are charged with robberies and or gun offenses, things along those lines, all the way up to homicide cases. And you know, we do work with people who have been accused of sexual offenses as well, which is, you know, obviously some of the most serious, you know, soul-wrenching stuff that we work on. But, you know, I've worked with people who have, you know, come into my office and said, I have a problem. I've made major mistakes and there's a price to pay. And for us, it's a matter of what can we do to minimize that as much as we can, make sure that they're being treated fair, make sure that they get the process that they need getting through that. So, it's all the way from lighter, happy stuff like getting somebody through mental health treatment to, you know, some pretty serious stuff where our clients are looking at life in prison. So, everything in between.
I love what you do because you really are helping our community in so many ways. And not only that, it's just the trust and your experience, 20 years in your practice, over 20 years, right?
Yes.
Well, thank you so much, Doug. Give out your phone number one more time, please.
Yes, it's 805-208-1866. 805-208-1866.
Great. And of course, Doug is always in our newsletter for our listeners out there. And if you haven't already got our newsletter, definitely call in, leave us your name, your number, and your email so we can get it out to you. It goes out every Friday. Doug, thank you so much for being here and taking some time out of your busy day.
We appreciate it, Kim. Thank you so much for having me.
You got it. All right. Have a great rest of your day. All right, we are actually going to take a really quick break, and when we come back, we have Michael Matthews joining us, and of course, he is a trainer and a founder and a CEO
a Legion, and I'm a best-selling author of Muscle for Life, Get Lean, Strong, and Healthy at Any Age. Stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life.
Hold on.
The Kim Pagano Show is proud to partner with the eWomen Network as they continue to help millions of women entrepreneurs achieve their goal of $1 million in annual revenue.
The eWomen Network accelerated events take place the first Wednesday of each month at the beautiful Los Robles Greens in Thousand Oaks. The event will include lunch with wonderful speakers talking about relevant topics for your business and many opportunities to network with potential clients and make connections. Come join the fun and elevate your business. The eWomen Network only requires one lifetime membership fee and a monthly fee to stay active on their website. Come find out how the eWomen Network is different than the other networking groups. Apply now on their website at
eWomenNetwork.com/chapters/Calabasas-665. That's eWomenNetwork.com/chapters/Calabasas-665.
Barbara Doust is a mindset strategist, business coach, author, and inspirational speaker. She can help you break through your inner ceilings to play a bigger game in business and in life. In a short period of time, she shows you how to grow your self-worth, to grow your net worth, and introduce you to the parts of yourself that you haven't met. You don't get what you want, you get who you are. Schedule your complimentary Play a Bigger Game session today at BarbaraDoust.com. That's Barbara, D-A-O-U-S-T.com.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, I do want to remind you, our phone number here is 805-419-0008. Call and leave us your name and number. One of our team members will get back with you. And of course, we'd love to get your name in for any of our prizes that we give away. We have Allures and also Michael Matthews, actually. His book, Muscle for Life, Get Lean, Strong and Healthy at Any Age. We're going to be giving one of his books away. Again, also make sure that you get download our podcast. That is on Apple, iTunes, iHeartRadio, all of those places that you can find our podcast, and that is The Kim Pagano Show. Let's welcome Michael Matthews. Michael, are you there?
Yeah, I am. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. I'm excited to hear this and learn a little bit more about, of course, your book, Muscle for Life. And, of course, you actually our best-selling author and fitness expert. Welcome. Thank you.
Thanks again for having me.
You're welcome. So tell us a little bit about yourself. Have you always been into working out?
Well, I started when I was 17, and I played a lot of sports as a kid. I played a lot of ice hockey, and then when I stopped playing hockey, I wanted to keep doing something. And so I picked up some bodybuilding magazines, and I was like, I guess I'll try this, and recruited some friends, and didn't really know what I was doing for the first while, but I found that I liked the activity and I liked the changes that were happening in my body, not just what I saw, but also how I felt. It was something
right.
new and different. I was used to doing a lot of endurance type of stuff, and it was fun to get strong and to feel strong. Eventually, I decided to educate myself and learn how to get more out of the time that I was putting into it. But that's how I got started with it.
I know there's a lot of debate about this. Do we need cardio or weightlifting to get fit, or one or the other? How does that work? Talk to us.
Yeah, that's a good question. Ideally, it would be but and this is, I talk about this in the book, you know, I've worked with a lot of normal everyday people over the years, people who they have a few hours per week to give to their fitness. I advocate for people to use the majority of their time training their muscles, doing strength training, and use the minority of their time doing cardiovascular training, which is a bit backward. For a long time, the general advice, even among the medical community or in the medical community, was the other way around. It was do a lot of cardiovascular training, little to no strength training. And if we look now, though, at how the science of exercise has progressed and the science of body composition, it's very clear that while cardiovascular training, it's certainly beneficial, particularly for our cardiovascular system, there are a lot of similar benefits in strength training. It is good for our hearts, for example. It was once thought that it might be bad for our hearts because our blood pressure goes up when we lift weights or when we train our muscles. But now we know that it's actually good for our hearts. and it reduces the risk of many types of disease, and it causes a lot of the beneficial adaptations that we see with cardio. But there's a very key one that you get from strength training that you do not get from cardio, and that is body composition. So if you look at our body weight, what is it comprised of? If we look at primarily muscle versus fat, and what we know is that more muscle is better, period. It's better for our health, it's better for our longevity, it's better for our quality of life, it's better for our mobility, our functioning of anything we want to do. It is better if we have more muscle and not less. And for all the benefits that cardio has to offer, it is not going to help us get stronger, and with that comes gaining muscle. And right. So that's one of the reasons why since my entree into the fitness space, I have placed a lot of emphasis on strength training and making that accessible and educating people on why they should focus on that and not
cardio. Let me ask you, Mike. Okay, so, and I do want to remind anybody that's just waking up with us, starting your day, and if you missed our first two guests, definitely download our podcast, and you can find that everywhere podcasts are, and that is the Kim Pagano Show. Women have a harder time, or do you agree that women have a hard time being more muscular than men? I mean, men are more naturally muscular, or is it really more our body type?
Yeah, that's a good question. And
thank you.
Something that many women are surprised to learn is, and this has been shown in scientific research, that if you look at it in terms of percentage of body weight, men and women can gain muscle about as effectively. Men don't have a big advantage in terms of muscle gain relative to body weight. Where our advantage lies, you alluded to it, is we come into the gym, so to speak, with more muscle to start with, and mm-hmm. we tend to have bigger skeletons, and that is a major determinant of the total amount of muscle that you can gain. A person with a big skeleton can gain more muscle than a person with a smaller skeleton. And mm-hmm. so the only limit that is, and it's really not even relevant, is just that generally speaking, yeah, guys can get more jacked than gals. That's true. Mm-hmm. But that's okay, because whereas your average male gym goer always wants more muscle, it doesn't matter how big or how strong he is, he always wants to be a little bit bigger and stronger. Your average female gym goer, to get the look that you want, and I've worked with a lot of women, thousands and thousands over the years, it usually requires about maybe 15 pounds of muscle added to the right places on their body, and reducing their body fat level to somewhere around 20% of their total body weight. When you combine those things, you have a very athletic, lean, but not where you look kind of like a bodybuilder, where you have veins all over your body. And, you know, some guys are into that. But again, most women I've worked with, they don't really want that look. They still want to look feminine, but they just want to look athletic. They want to have curves, and they want to look healthy and fit. And that's the magic formula, is, again, adding about 15 pounds of muscle to the right places and bringing body fat down to around 20% of body weight. And anyone can do that. Any woman can do that. And I would say that regardless of age or current circumstances, some women might be able to do it a little bit faster than others, but everyone can do that. Not every woman can gain 40 pounds of muscle and, you know, participate in competitive strength sports. But again, in my experience, most women, they don't want to do that. That's more of a guy.
Okay. I like that. I like the encouragement. So let me ask you, okay, so if you get up every morning and you walk, is that going to help you?
Yeah, walking is great. Walking is, I think, one of the most underrated forms of exercise. A lot of people think that if you're not sweating blood, you're not really doing anything. Mm-hmm. And while there is a place for higher intensity exercise in an exercise regimen, walking is fantastic for a few reasons. One is it burns more calories, more energy than many people think, a few hundred calories per hour. Two, it's very easy on the body, so it doesn't require much in the way of recovery. Three, it preferentially burns body fat as opposed to burning carbs. Higher intensity forms of exercise preferentially burn carbs, which is not a bad thing. It's just a physiological difference. And it helps us, especially those of us who are working from home, get outside,
do it. Yeah, you could do it anywhere, right? Exactly. You can at least just get yourself going. I love that. So let me ask you this. Yo-yo dieting, okay, and crash dieting. What's your thought on that? I mean, you know, if you try to just eat clean, of course, bread is not your friend, right? And pasta and all those things.
Yeah, so as far as fad dieting and yo-yo dieting goes, fortunately, it's not as destructive as some people would have you believe. I've heard from many people over the years who are very concerned because they did a lot of fad dieting, they did a lot of yo-yo dieting, and they're now afraid that their metabolism is so messed up and they won't be able to, or it's going to be very hard to get into shape. Fortunately, research shows that's not the case. The downside to crash dieting in particular is you can lose muscle, and losing muscle is basically always bad, unless it's like some professional bodybuilder who doesn't want to be so big anymore. For everyday normal for all of us, we do not want to lose muscle. We want to maintain or gain muscle. But our metabolisms are very resilient. So anybody listening who has done a lot of yo-yo dieting, there almost certainly is no residual damage of any kind. Maybe you lost some muscle. We can gain that back. That's no problem. And so that, I just want to say that because I've been asked about that. Many people are concerned. So it's okay. It's not what we want to do going forward, but having done it in the past is totally fine. And as far as what to do going forward in Muscle for Life, and in a lot of my work, I recommend what is known as flexible dieting. That's what it's actually referred to as in the scientific literature. And you mentioned eating bread, or let's say eating sugar, eating carbs of any kind. There are many fad diets that would say you have to avoid bread, you have to avoid sugar, you have to avoid highly processed carbs. And in some cases, it's even more granular. You're supposed to avoid specific fruits and specific vegetables for various reasons.
Oh,
and,
okay. That's interesting.
And I mean, it goes, a lot of it is marketing, unfortunately, because the weight of the scientific evidence is that although some people do have food sensitivities, and if you are one of those people, you'll know it, because when you eat something, it upsets your stomach. It makes you gassy. You do not do well with certain foods. That's perfectly valid, and that's just listening to your body. But no individual foods are fattening. No individual foods can single-handedly ruin your health. And in flexible dieting, there are four key points. These are the non-negotiables. Everything else is negotiable. Hence, you'll see where the flexible comes from. So the first rule of flexible dieting is that you need to know how to regulate your calories according to your body composition goal. Now, you don't have to count calories. You don't have to track everything. You don't have to use an app. But you do have to understand how to regulate your calories according to your goal. And then you have to eat a high-protein diet. And that does not mean eating piles of meat every day. It just means eating more protein than the average person eats. And sometimes women find that adjustment for a lot of men, it's not a big adjustment. A lot of men tend to eat a higher protein diet. A lot of women have to up their protein intake a fair amount, but there are major benefits in doing that. And then the third point is with flexible dieting, this is where the food choices comes in. There are no foods that are off limits, but you do want to get most of your food, most of your daily calories should come from whole, nutritious, relatively unprocessed foods. So long as you do that, you can include, even if it's like in the scientific literature, there's a difference. Like whole grain bread is recognized as a serving of whole grains, whereas white bread is not. Okay, so then I would not recommend eating a loaf of white bread every day.
Right,
but
right, okay.
If you are eating a lot of nutritious food and you want to have some white bread, you want to have, that's what you like in the morning, you like to have some white bread toast, and that's great, no problem. And then finally, the fourth point is you find a balance of carbohydrate and fat intake that works for you. You do not have to eat a low-carb diet. You do not have to eat a high-carb diet. You can find what works for you. So long as you're eating enough protein, the carbs and the fat, those are negotiable.
I love it. You, Michael, you just really put it into easy way to understand it. Let me ask you, how do our listeners find your book?
Wherever they like to buy books. I always like to encourage people to support local bookstores, if that makes sense to them.
Yeah.
But if it doesn't, for whatever reason, then anywhere where they like to buy books online, Muscle for Life is available. And also offline as well, big book store chains and so forth.
There you go. Well, thank you so much for being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show. We have one of your books that we'd love to give away to our listeners right now. And call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Michael, download our podcast and share our show with everyone. And I look forward to learning more about you and following your guides here. So, again, thank you.
Yes, thank you. I really appreciate it.
You got it. All right. Again, what a great show. Some amazing guests. And if you have a business or you have a book that you would like to share here on the Kim Pagano Show, please call me. And that number is the same one, 419-0008. Also, I have started a new program, and I would love to share that with all of you, and it is about learning to speak your business. So please, if you have a hard time really sharing what you do and want a little bit more help, I'd love to jump on a call with you, and you can call me, 419-0008. You have been listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, and of course, I end all of my shows with a moment of happiness. Be a rainbow in someone's cloud. With that, I thank you so much. Have a great rest of your weekend, and I'll talk to you next week. It might seem crazy.